as the Delta variant surges across Louisiana and hospitalizations from COVID-19 rise. One trend in particular has public health officials worried: the low vaccination rates among healthcare workers. Reporter Rosemary Westwood has the story.
Olivia Guidry was a 24-year-old nurse at Auctioner Lafayette General Hospital with dreams of becoming a doctor. She died earlier this month after testing positive for COVID-19. We don't yet know whether COVID-19 contributed to her death. Hospital officials said an autopsy would be performed. But Guidry's story went viral on social media, and her case has become a warning bell and a microcosm of this new wave of COVID-19 created by us. Because while we have what we need to end the pandemic, the vaccines, many still have not taken the shot. In national headlines and on Twitter, what's repeated over and over is that Guidry, an emergency room nurse, allegedly tweeted conspiracy theories about the vaccines that prevent COVID, and then she may have died of it.
It certainly highlights the concerns that we share in this profession.
Ekoi Rooney is the president of the Louisiana State Nurses Association. She didn't know Guidry, but she knows nurses who are unvaccinated. And she said the organization is so worried about low vaccination rates among nurses that it's passed a resolution making increasing vaccinations a top priority for the next few years. The surging hospitalizations from the Delta variant have Rooney worried, especially for nurses in intensive care units.
They have been through now three different distinct waves of this virus and are really battling things like anxiety and depression.
COVID-19 hospitalizations have nearly tripled in Louisiana since the start of July, from just over 250 people to over 700. Cases are growing exponentially. In New Orleans, the most vaccinated place in the state, cases have grown ninefold in 2 weeks. The vast majority, more than 90%, are among unvaccinated people.
People feel angry when people don't wear masks. People feel angry when people aren't vaccinated because they feel that it's just, you know, a very passive response to something that we really have the technology to address and control.
Louisiana doesn't track healthcare worker vaccination rates, but here's what we do know. Auctioner Health, the largest health system in the state, said about 61% of staff are vaccinated against COVID-19. That's the same rate at Franciscan Missionaries of Our Lady Health System. And among nursing home staff in Louisiana, it's even lower. Only 47% have initiated or completed their vaccine series, compared to 85% of residents. What makes Olivia Guidry's death such a flashpoint is the appearance that she chose to believe myths about the COVID-19 vaccines over the science, and the view that nurses educated in medicine should have known better. Dr. Joseph Cantor, the Louisiana State Health Officer, says he is surprised by the low vaccination rates for frontline healthcare workers who have had a front row seat to how bad COVID can be.
And it pains me to think that they remain on the front lines but have not availed themselves of this protection. They're very vulnerable, and that doesn't sit easy with me.
The health department has recorded cases of outbreaks at healthcare settings, and Cantor says they have often occurred between staff as they spend time together at work or in the break room. Cantor works with nurses as an ER doctor for LCMC Health in New Orleans.
Some have not yet gotten vaccinated. Some have fallen victim to the same myths and untruths that are out there in the general community. And I think all of us try our best to break through that. And sometimes it's successful, sometimes it's not.
In tweets attributed to Guidry, she writes that the vaccines were designed to control people and alter their DNA. The former is pure conspiracy, the latter a serious misunderstanding of how the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines work. They do absolutely nothing to change a person's DNA. Another myth widely circulating is that the vaccines impact a woman's fertility, also thoroughly debunked. The vaccines are actually recommended for pregnant and lactating people because COVID-19 can be especially dangerous during pregnancy. During a press conference last week, Dr. Catherine O'Neill, an infectious disease specialist at Our Lady of the Lake Hospital, made a plea in particular for pregnant women.
Our pregnant mothers are at risk. We're seeing them admitted. We're seeing them ventilated, and we're seeing the loss of their children.
Dr. Veronica Gillespie-Bell, an OBGYN who works for the Louisiana Department of Health, says she's heard the fertility myth often.
There have been several nurses that have, in terms of health professionals, that was their reason for not getting vaccinated.
Cantor, the state health officer, says he thinks the same geographic disparities in vaccination rates apply to healthcare workers too, meaning a nurse in New Orleans would be more likely than one in Lafayette to be vaccinated. There's also a strong correlation between political views and vaccination rates, with those on the right more likely to distrust the vaccines. Cantor thinks vaccination rates among nurses and the general population will keep rising.
I just hope it's not too late.
The Louisiana State Nurses Association is partnering with the State Health Department to survey nurses for their views on the vaccines. In the meantime, Rooney, the association's president, told me that she's thinking about her friends and colleagues forced to work during a nursing shortage, people who feel a moral responsibility to try and save lives that can't all be saved.
The nurses are the ones who are holding people's hands or holding their, you know, putting their arms around them as they pass. That's too much. It is too much of an emotional, spiritual, mental burden on our healthcare professions. And I see you tearing up and, you know, I feel the same way. It is heartbreaking. And to see this happening again is, you know, devastating.
Some hospitals in Louisiana are beginning to again restrict visitors, just as they did when the pandemic was at its peak. And once again, it may be nurses who are asked to watch people die. Only this time, there may have been something that for most patients could have saved them. In New Orleans, I'm Rosemary Westwood.